Maseches Demai, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah discusses taking off Trumas and Maaseres from loaves of bread that are bought from a baker that's an Am Haaretz, not trusted on Trumas and Maaseres, and his stuff is Demai. And when taking off from bread, there's another thing that needs to be taken off besides Trumas and Maaseres. There's also Challah needs to be taken off. And the Mishnah is discussing the two parts that need to be given to the Kayin. Trumas Maaser needs to be given to a Kayin, and Challah needs to be given to the Kayin. The other portions, such as the Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, those are separated, but they're kept by the owner because it's Demai. But the two parts, Trumas Maaser and Challah, need to be given to the Kayin, and here the Mishnah gives a procedure where he can designate them and arrange that both parts are together in one area on the loaf, and he can cut that one piece off that will contain both the Trumas Maaser and the Challah. So the Mishnah says, Halakeich mina naftim ketzad u'maaser. Someone who buys bread from a baker that's not trusted on Trumas and Maasers and Challah, how should he give Maaser? So the Mishnah says, first let's point out that the Maaser Rishon is 10% of whatever you're taking from, and the Trumas Maaser is again 10% of that. So the Trumas Maaser is going to end up being 1/100th of the entire loaf of bread that you're taking off of. Challah is 1/48th of the batch just taken off. So the Mishnah says, Neitel kedei Trumas Maaser v'challah. He takes, but it doesn't literally mean takes, he marks off an area on the loaf that's going to have within it the amount both for the Trumas Maaser and the Challah together. Trumas Maaser is again 1/100th of the loaf, and the Challah is 1/48th of the loaf, and he designates a piece at the end of the loaf that's going to have enough for both of these portions that are going to need to be given to the Kayin. Echad mimea mimashiyesh kan harei b'tzad ze maaser. And he says the 1/100th area that's going to be eventually going to be the Trumas Maaser by the time he's done with his process, he's first designating that should be Maaser, Ushar Maaser Samachlai, and I want the rest of the Maaser to be next to it along the loaf. So now he has the entire Maaser designated and now has the status of Maaser. Zesha Sisi Maaser, Asi Trumas Maaser Alav. Now he says, the portion that I designated for my Maaser Rishon, I want the 1/10th of it to now be Trumas Maaser on that portion of Maaser. V'hashar, and then on the other side of that Trumas Maaser, the last bit on the loaf, till the end of it, V'hashar Challah, I want that to be the Challah that's going to be given to the Kayin. So now he's completed taking off Trumas and Maaser and Challah, and they're together next to each other on one end of the loaf, and immediately next to it is the Maaser Rishon, and that he's allowed to eat for himself. Then there's one other portion he has to take off, Maaser Sheni. The Mishnah says, Maaser Sheni, he designates wherever he wants on the loaf. He says, Betzvayne, on the north side, Ibedrayme, on the south side, whichever it is, any part of the loaf, he designates as Maaser Sheni, Umuchula HaMais, and then he can redeem it onto money that's brought to Yerushalayim, and he buys food with it in Yerushalayim. Mishnah Beis, similar procedure that's being done, but here it can be done on regular tavel, that's a grain that no Trumas and Maasers were taken off of. This is not Demai. This is regular tavel that's Vadai, for definite, nothing has been taken off. And he's similarly trying to designate portions to arrange that the first Truma and the Trumas Maaser will be together within the same portion that he'll in one portion be able to give to the Kayin. So the Mishnah says, Haraita Lahafrish Truma u'Trumas Maaser ka'acha. Someone who wants to separate Truma and Trumas Maaser together as one. So what should he do? The Trumas Maaser we already mentioned is 1/100th of the entire amount present. The Truma that's given first, that is usually 1/50th. So to make things in equal measurements, 1/50th is 2/100ths. So between the Truma, which is 2/100ths, and the Trumas Maaser, which is 1/100th, is a grand total of 3/100ths that's going to be given to the Kayin. So what should he do? Nitel Achad, Mishleish and Mishalish Vishlish. He should take one 33rd and a third, which in other words is 3/100 of the portion that he's separating from, and he should mark off that area, that this area contains the amount that's necessary both for the Truma and the Trumas Meiser. And then he starts the designation process. Echad mimea mimashi ishkan v'aymer, and he says, Echad mimea mimashi ishkan, 1/100 that's here, that's eventually going to be the Trumas Meiser. He starts the process now. Hare zeh b'tzad zeh chulin, v'ashar Truma ala kol. He starts off saying, designating the Truma, that this part area is chulin, but the other area that he sectioned off in that end of the pile, he's first designating as Truma. Umeya chulin sheishkan, and then the other portion of it, the 1/100th portion, he designates hareza b'tzadze meiser. He says this should begin the meiser portion, ushar meiser samachlei, and the meiser should continue further into the pile, the full 10% that needs to be the meiser, including this one area, this 1/100th. V'zesh asisi meiser asi trumas meiser lav. Now that I made meiser out of 10% of this pile of meiser, the one sliver of it that's next to the truma, I want that to be the trumas meiser on the meiser. And now he accomplished that he has the trumas meiser and the original truma next to each other, designated. And now he can separate that and give just that one portion together to the Kayan. U'maiser sheni b'tzvaynei b'drayme. And then he designates where the maiser sheni should be, either on the north side or the south side, wherever he wants. U'mechul ala mais. And he can then redeem it onto money and bring the money up to Yerushalayim.